This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming up on Relatables.
Things we love about girls. Their song lyric recall ability.
Oh, the other day, I started singing, you know that song? You're way too beautiful girl. That's why it'll never work. And then I forgot the words.
You had me suicidal.
Kept singing three more verses.
When they say it's over,
damn all these beautiful girls.
Jake and Artie, the Relatable Party. Relatable.
You are listening to
Relatables.
Hello, everybody.
My wrist is killing me.
What?
I just clapped to like get the mics and all that synced up easy.
Yeah.
And I just fucking killed my wrist, eh?
You really are getting old.
I don't know why. That hurts so bad. I like, went to get down the chair. Pressure on here killed me. But, Oddie, I have something to say. Something to inform you on.
Yeah. I'm ready to be informed.
You know this new feature that Instagram brought out where you can unread a message?
I love that.
It's the best thing ever.
Love it.
But guess what?
Don't tell me they can tell.
It only unreads it for you.
No!
Not for the person.
What?
It only unreads it for you.
How did you find that out?
TikTok.
Are you serious?
100%.
We need to test it. I'll test it with you.
You want to do it right now? Yeah, let's do it right now. Message me. Because
I've been unreading brands' messages.
I that's what I was saying. I was like, we're ruining relationships.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding.
Jake Craig, I'll send you a message.
It's and we might be debunk. Hopefully, we can debunk this.
Okay, go. I've sent you a message.
Okay, go off it. Go off. Yeah, ready. I'm gonna go look at it. I've opened it.
Seen just now.
Unread.
Is it unread on yours?
Unread.
It says seen.
No, that's crazy.
I've been snobbing some people.
Oh no!
Sorry, any listeners. I've been snobbing some of you as well. I feel terrible. I thought it was...
Oh, no.
Whenever there's a big... even our listeners will send us a big paragraph.
You want to read it. So you want to save it and you don't want to make it look like you just don't have time in that second.
Yes. And I've just... they just think this dog's left it us on red. Oh, I'm sorry, everybody. Even brand... I've left so many brands on red.
Same. Wait, I'm clipping this and putting it on socials. Everyone needs to know this. We need to get it out there. Instagram did not tell us this.
What's the point of it then? Or so you come back and look at it.
I think it's so you remember that you want to see it again.
Fuck, that's bad.
Relationships have been ruined.
Oh, I feel like a bad human being. I feel like a savage. Maybe, yeah.
I've done it to friends.
Yeah, same.
I've done it to friends.
That's bad.
Oh, man. And I feel, I couldn't. When I found it out, I was like, no, this can't be real.
TikTok is like the new news, hey. Like all the stuff you find.
I know. TikTok's also like the new search engine.
It is a bit.
You got to look up a place in Sydney to eat dinner. Fuck Google.
Because you get TikTok. I know.
You get the real review. I know. Real time.
It's way better.
It's crazy. But okay. Sorry, guys. I've got a little board in front of me. This week, Oddie and myself are going to be doing some ad libs. I have to send you this. So you know the definitions.
Yes.
And so what it is we have a story in front of us, okay? There's a sentence, blanks. It's going to say plural noun, number, part of the body, adjective, that type of stuff. Oddie has to say what he wants to put in the thingo without having read it, and then I'll read it back to him.
Okay.
See how he did.
Is it long? Not that long.
It's not too long, no.
What's the story? Are you not going to tell me?
I'll tell you the name of the story. Yours is... Actually, do I want to go...
I think we should only do one. We don't have time for both, I don't know.
Okay, we'll do Dining Room Wars.
Dining Room Wars.
It's called Dining Room Wars.
Okay.
I'm just going to send you this so you know your definitions.
It's funny with school. What's verbs a doing word, noun is a people, place, or thing. Or is that adjective? Man.
I'm only going to send you the ones we need.
Okay, sweet.
So we don't need any. Some of them are easy. Like it's going to be like a number or like a body part.
Is that bad that we don't know them anymore?
Yeah. I don't know any of them. I didn't know any of them. I had to look up every single one.
Plural is a noun that refers to more one person, place, or thing. Okay.
All right. So, dining room wars, a noun.
Let's go. Pig.
Another noun.
Why is this hard to think of?
I don't care how long you take.
Building.
Building. All right. And I need a plural noun.
Plural noun is that refers to more one person, place, or thing. How does that work?
It's like basically something with an S on the end.
Oh, what?
So person, place, or thing.
Yeah.
With an S on the end. So plural of it, like more than one, I think is what it means. That's what plural means.
Doggies.
Doggies. Adjective.
But it describes a noun. Hot. Is that right?
Hot. Hot.
Yeah, that's right.
People are screaming in our... Sure. Another adjective.
Flustered? Or is that a verb?
I have no idea. I think flustered's a verb.
Okay. Fuck, this is... We're bad. We're dumb. Describes a noun.
So an adjective describes a noun. So like... So it's like the red curtain, the...
Oh, okay,
like,
okay,
like
okay.
The hot summer, the yeah.
Okay. Let's go colourful.
Colourful.
Yeah, that's an adjective.
Just the word colourful?
Yeah, that is one.
Is it?
Yeah.
You don't have to keep this PG, man.
Oh, right. Okay.
You don't know. You can do whatever you want.
Okay.
Adjective.
Dirty.
Ooh. Noun.
Sex.
Adverb. Shit, you might have to look what an adverb is.
Loudly.
If we're getting these wrong, people are screaming into their fucking cars.
We haven't done this. Did we do this in high school? I thought this is primary school stuff.
I've done this in primary school.
Yeah.
Plural noun.
Back to my list. Plural noun. I'm looking up plural nouns.
Like examples.
Boxes.
Boxers.
Yeah.
Adjective.
Heated.
Adjective.
Quickly.
Part of the body, plural.
Like, also more than S. Mm. Hands.
Plural noun.
Swings.
Part of the body, plural.
Tootsies.
Part of the body, plural.
Penises.
Plural noun.
I think I fucked that last one up, but anyway. Plural noun. Babies.
Noun.
People, place, or thing. Sydney.
Part of the body, plural. Last one.
Tits.
All right.
I just want to preface. I hope everyone's forgotten what all those things are. I was struggling there.
Over through the week, I might try and study them. And then I've got another one that you can do to me next week.
Yeah.
Okay. Dining room wars. Our dining pig used to be a war building. I thought the battles about correct table doggies would never end. It was us kids versus mum, and it seemed like a fight that would last to the hot end.
Ooh.
But tonight, Dad finally declared a colourful truce, and we negotiated a dirty peace sex. Oh, fuck. Mum promised to no longer get loudly upset and shoot us dirty boxes and make heated remarks when we do quickly things she doesn't like. Maybe we got some of them wrong. We in turn agreed to use napkins to wipe our hands and not our swings, keep our tootsies off the table, not use our penises to pick up babies from our plates except for sandwiches or pieces of Sydney, never talk with food in your tits.
I don't think we got many of them right.
I don't think we got many of those right at all. Next week, we'll try again.
Fucking hell.
Next week, we'll try again. And we'll go and you can do it to me.
Yeah, that was.
And we'll try and get.
That was still funny, but I think it was funny because we stuffed it up so much.
I think we got to try again next week, and we need to figure out what all these things mean.
You're not going to be good at everything you do the first time.
No, exactly. No way.
So,
but what is? So I was thinking about this. I was like, oh, this is a great idea. I've seen it on like TV. They do it on TV. Yeah. It's funny, and I'm like, how do these people know what a plural noun is?
If you research it, it should be fun. That's the first time I've looked at those things since primary school.
It's fucked, eh? I think we need to like. I'm going to get it in my head, and then next week we'll try and we'll get it to be good.
We're going
to
study for the pod.
Yeah, fuck yeah, why not?
Okay, up next is a YouTube exclusive, Girl Next Door or Man Eater. So if you want some visuals, head on over to there. Otherwise, the episode is going to be the same throughout.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody, welcome back to the episode. Thanks for tuning in. The ad libs were a bit of hit or miss, I don't know.
We've got redemption next week. I knew it was going to be hard because I was like, I don't know what any of these mean either.
Yeah, so we'll get redemption on that. But thanks for tuning in. Couple things. You guys know what to do. So I actually want to put emphasis on this. Spotify, 5 stars.
Yeah.
So before we mention Patreon, where we make all that money. Spotify, if every single person listening 5 stars it right now, we would be like, I don't know what rating in Australia, but fucking up. We'd
probably be number one. Let's be real.
If every single person listening 5 stars it.
Yeah.
And it's not like, oh, just do it for us.
It's good for the algorithm.
Yeah, it's really good.
If you like it, prove it.
Yeah.
If you don't like it, prove it.
Yeah.
We don't want you to tell us you don't like it, but it is what it is. If you don't like it, you don't have to like it. You can give it whatever rating you
want. That's a good point, though.
But the rating, it boosts the algorithm. And if you want to see it, if you want to gatekeep us, rude.
No, I could, if you want to gatekeep us, rude. So but if you do like it, and like Jake said, if you don't like it, give us a message because we like constructive criticism and it'll help us become a better potty.
Yeah, tell us what you think.
But 5-star it anyway. Other than that, Patreon, everyone knows about that. Extra episode a week, which is $5 a month.
$1.25 a week.
17 cents a day. You know what it is.
Easy money. Girl mathed it right there for you. If you're listening on YouTube or watching on YouTube, if you like it, subscribe, comment. Maybe you'll find some love in the comments if you go comment. So
and hot girl walks. Fuck, we've got a few things to keep the lights on these days.
Mate.
Hot girl walks. Going good. Keep sharing them to your stories. We're promoting fitness. You're tagging us. We're resharing that stuff. We're starting a community. And to finish, Jake, outfits of the week.
Oh, yeah. What's the score?
I won again.
Is it 5-2?
5-2, baby. So this week's-
That's heavy, eh? I looked at it and when I first looked at it, it was 51-49 for you.
Yeah.
And then it finished on 52% to you and obviously 48 to me. Heavy. This one's close.
I think you might win with your shirt.
I could.
But
a lot of the girlies like to-
my jeans might win it though.
A lot of the girls like to point out that we don't have an iron.
Yeah.
Send us one if you don't. Just send us the money.
Yeah. All yeah. Right? Yeah. Yeah.
They ain't cheap.
We're spending all the money on the setup. But thanks everybody. Let's jump into the episode.
Dilemmas. I crashed my car straight through my situationship's garage door and he still doesn't know.
What?
I have been seeing this guy for just over 3 months and about a week ago I went to his house to drop off something when nobody was home. I was parked in his driveway and as I was leaving, floored the pedal thinking the car was in reverse. It was indeed not. Instead, I came crashing forward into his garage door. I am a good driver, I swear. The garage door shouldn't have been there. But anyway, I freaked out and took off in a rush. I didn't think it was that bad until the next day when him and his family got home and saw the horrid damage. And he told me about it. I felt bad for not telling him straight away and I couldn't bring myself to own up to it. So I just acted shocked when he told me about it. I am paying expensive rent with a single job and I cannot afford this. And then a few days go by and he's telling me how his next door neighbors are trying to reach their security footage to see if they get the rego of whoever did this. I have 3 options right now. 1, own up to this and offer to pay. 2, ghost this man and his family and pretend it never happened. Or 3, don't say anything and wait to see if the cameras caught my car, then fess up. Please help. I am stressing. I am just a girl. I can't handle this without advice.
I'm just a girl. Wow, that is that's what we wanted.
This is a dilemma, guys. Oh. All right, everyone listening, that is a dilemma.
Dude, I don't know. That's tricky. She's too deep.
She's so fucking deep. It's not even funny.
She is deep.
Wow.
I love how she said, I'm a good driver.
The garage door shouldn't have been there.
I'm a good driver. Okay.
Someone was looking after my parents' house once while we were away.
Yeah.
And they had a car, a little car, like same size as mine, like tiny. I drive a Getz, guys. Yeah. And it's a manual. And they parked. My parents have two garage doors, but in the middle is like, it's like two separate garage doors. So in the middle is like wall.
Yeah.
And she was parked like right in line, right in front of that little wall. And she drove a manual. She started her car in first gear. And you know how when it does that, it hops?
Yeah.
Apparently she started it in first gear and her car hopped, fucking ran into the wall.
Wow.
And just like broke a whole bunch of shit on it.
Yeah.
And I was like, and when they told me that's what happened, I remember going there and like, what happened? And they were like, oh, they told me the story. And I was like, I think she just forgot to put her fucking handbrake
on. Yeah.
I don't know what's going on there.
Your car doesn't jump if your foot's in the clutch.
I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened. But yeah. And it hit it like, dude, damage. Hit it hard.
Definitely handbrake.
Yeah. But my favorite option for you, girly pop, is
three?
Number two.
What?
Ghost.
Ghost.
Ghost him and his family. What are you going
to? No, but Ghost, you win nothing. Number three, she has potential that no one finds out. She gets to keep her man and they fall in love.
I say Ghost.
I say wait it out.
Really?
What happens if, well.
Here we go. Change your rego.
Oh, no, but it'll still be linked to her name at the time probably.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, oi, here's what's happening. He knows you did it.
No, he doesn't.
He knows you did it.
Really?
You know why?
Why?
They're trying to get the footage from the neighbors.
Mm.
So as soon as they get that footage, whether or not they can see your rego, they can see your car.
Yeah, true.
He knows you're getting a ghost.
Oh.
Ghost, you can't afford this.
Have you done a hit and run?
I've done a little hit and run when I was 17.
Really? I haven't.
Yeah, so I was 17. I was an apprentice and I went to park in a car park. Just went too wide, was too confident, scraped the back of a car.
Yeah.
Just reversed, kept going. No one saw me. No one saw me, luckily.
Wow.
What ended up happening? Oh, fuck. I was stressing.
Yeah.
It was at work. Apprentice. Drove down the street, parked down the end of the street so no one could see the red mark on my car because it was a red car. And I had a black car. So I drove down the street so no one could see the red mark on my car. I'm walking back to the job site and then where it happened was right out front of this little doctor's surgery.
Yeah.
This lady comes out and she's looking at the back of this car and then she sees me and she's like, is there any chance you saw who hit my car?
No.
And I swear to God this happened. She's like, is there any chance you saw who hit my car? And I was like, oh no, I'm sorry. I'm parked at the right. It was me. And then she's like, yeah, it sucks. This happened not long ago and I just got it fixed. It was $700.
Oh.
And I was just like, I cannot tell her I did this.
Was she old?
Probably like 60.
Oh my.
You're maybe like 50 something.
She told you it was $700.
She said last time it happened, it was like $700.
You're like, oh, that's a shame.
And I was like, that sucks.
Oh,
I hope you catch him.
I hope. That's evil.
How fucking crazy is that? I couldn't do it.
I hope karma hits you, eh?
I couldn't. I don't know if it has or not. Sure, he's hit me.
But okay, so good point. Like if he's got CCTV, like if they're trying to get the number plate, aren't they just going to get the car and put two and two together? Maybe she's got like a most common car ever though.
Nah, but they're going to know it's her.
All right, Jake's changed my mind. I'm locking in Ghost.
I'm locking in two.
But what about, why shouldn't we tell her to be responsible and own up to her shit?
She can't afford it.
But also like,
did you not hear the story I just told you?
But
I know the situation she's been in.
But maybe the situation ship's parents might take the owning up as like a good omen and be like, we'll pay for it.
It's too late now.
Do you reckon?
It's way too late now.
True. Also, what would you do if you were the dude and you found out your situationship ran into your parents' house and didn't say anything while she was house sitting or something like that for 3 months?
She was going to drop something off.
Yeah. And she told you like later and your parents have already got it fixed and they just didn't know what happened.
I just stopped talking to her.
You would stop talking to her?
Yeah.
Bit of lying?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, true. So probably your best, maybe every so your single-
best bet's Ghost. Every this man option, is not the one.
Every option looks like you're losing the man.
Situationship for 3 months and hasn't asked you to be his girlfriend? He's not the one anyway. I'm backing you
up. If you can live with yourself not telling him, just ghost him, go for it.
Fuck yeah.
I feel like I'd have to tell him. I feel too bad. I have a moral compass.
Here's what you go. No, here's how you don't hurt your moral compass, all right?
Yeah.
Here's what you do. Ghost.
Yeah.
All right, ghost. Couple years down the track, let's hope you have some money under your belt. Just throw an envelope. It's $1,000 cash on there. Thing. Sorry for hitting your driveway a while ago.
I thought you were going to say to fix your moral compass, like ghost, right? And then go like plant a tree somewhere random or something.
No, you pay him back. Just later.
Yeah, later. Yeah, exactly. All right.
That's a toughie though.
That is tough. Yeah. You fucked yourself.
Number two for sure. You have no other option.
All right. Next dilemma. Do people really not maintain sexually exclusiveness when dating? Hey, I'm a Vietnamese girl, and as far as I've learned, Westerners aren't necessarily making themselves sexually exclusive when going between dates. I understand the situation of seeking and seeing your options, going on different dates before making a final decision as in an official relationship. Personally, I would never sleep with a guy I'm going on dates with knowing that it will be so weird for me seeing the other guy the next week. I found this out recently, and they seem to be so normal with it. Only for me to feel completely disgusted and disrespected. Excuse my traditional Asian values. At the same time, I try to be open-minded to accept its logic, and it's nothing serious yet, but it's still very difficult to come to feel any better about the situation. What do you guys think? Is this actual normal everywhere else outside my local POV? Fucking love the podcast and you guys, by the way. Kisses, stay awesome.
Well, thank you. Is it normal to keep sleeping? I wouldn't either. No, I'm not the type. It's just a lot. It's time and effort.
We've talked about it before. A lot of people keep their options open whilst dating. And
yeah, it's funny. I wonder why.
Yeah. And that they openly say that to you. I thought even though it's not the right thing to do, I thought the thing was to go on dates and not tell them you're seeing other people. Even though that's toxic. Isn't that what they do?
Well, I think it's kind of a mature thing. If you've been on a date with a guy and you've been on one date, even if he's organized the second, I think it's probably pretty fair to assume like he might be dating.
Yeah.
But once you get a few in, you'd hope that he's seen something in you and stopped.
Yeah, that's what I think initially after the first date, if you've had a good time, you stop seeing anyone else you're sleeping with.
Yeah. I mean, I do.
I do. Yeah. I would personally say that even with your cultural background, that the right thing to do is not, I'd be fully enveloped by the person in front of you on that date.
Yeah. I think that if that's happening, you just kind of have to, you know, aim for yourself here and probably tell them, oh no, sorry, that's not how I like doing things, and just fuck them off. Like say thanks for being honest.
Yeah.
And just be like, but that's not what I'm looking for.
Yeah, exactly. Tell it to yourself. And I feel like that's a good way to tell if a guy's got good intentions or not, if he's sleeping around and like dating many women.
Yeah,
like he's not giving him the full version of himself.
No, yeah, true.
So like I don't know, maybe it's a good way to peter out the bad dudes, because you'll find a good, I don't know, not many people in our friend group, like locally, if they're dating a girl or go on a date, they just go on a date with one person at a time and then move on to
it's too much to who has the time.
Yeah, maybe seriously. It's a big city thing.
Maybe it must be.
Or different, like a really good looking person thing.
An American thing.
Yeah, maybe it's American. Who knows? But no, we both strongly disagree with doing it that way. It's not fair on you or him really. It's too like confusing to deal with everyone's emotions. What?
Yeah, I think there's nothing wrong with your point of view here.
No, you're right.
So stay strong.
Yeah.
All right. Hi guys, mine is a little odd. Recently, I've decided I want to hook up with guys I'm talking to on dating apps. I've never done this before because I have a syndrome. It's called vaginismus. That makes me have an extremely tight vagina to the point where it hurts when a dick is inside or can't go in at all. How do I tell the men I'm with about this without making things awkward? In the past, this has made men not want to have sex with me, or they were too gentle with me, like as if I was a porcelain doll. How do I go about this? Do I tell them or do I wait to see if it hurts?
Oh, don't do that. Last option. Can we look that up?
I'll look it up quickly.
Look it up. Is that true?
Vaginismus.
I thought she was going to say a joke about like her pussy being like a magic powers or something like that.
Yeah, guys just can't help but come.
Yeah, something like that.
Vaginismus. Oh, shit.
It is?
Vaginismus symptoms. discomfort or pain during vaginal penetration, inability to have sex or have a pelvic exam due to vaginal muscle spasms or pain, painful intercourse. So it just leads, everything leads to a tight vagine.
Okay, interesting.
Wow, that's a thing.
Right. How does it get looser?
Hey. Yeah, no, I know what you need to do.
What?
Look, all right. I'm actually not joking. This is sounding like I'm making a joke. I'm actually not joking.
Okay.
I'm sure there's a website out there, okay, with dudes that are good dudes. Great dudes, fully 110% normal. The only thing is they've got a micro penis. That's all you need is a micro penis, is it not?
But is she?
And that's happy for you and happy for him.
But is she still going to orgasm if?
Well, yeah. I remember I told you. I watched that fucking doctor literally explain that it's girth and not length.
Okay. Maybe that's, but how she's not going to be able to tell.
No, I'm saying there's got to be websites for guys.
Oh, that do that.
That have a micro penis. So every single guy on there is a micro, it's like Tinder for micro penises.
But if I was a girl, like I just wouldn't want to look at my boyfriend naked and see that though. I feel like that'd be a turn off sexually.
No, girls don't, okay, girls, they're not like that. And especially because she knows that that's perfect for her, then that is, like she literally is. Babe, yours is perfect. The big ones hurt.
Yeah.
Because they do. Babe, yours is perfect. The average size ones hurt.
Okay.
So I think you need to go find a girl with a micro penis. And they're out there. I'm sure so many. I reckon we would know people.
Probably.
That are normal, but they have a micro penis and we just don't know.
True. Maybe. Good point.
I reckon that's what you need.
That could be it. You could go with that option. And my option for like normal option.
That's not a bad option.
I feel like it's too hard. Like,
why?
I don't want to be looking for, if I was a girl, I'm not looking for dudes on a micro penis website.
But she, no, you don't understand the pain she's going through in her vagina. No, that's what she needs.
I'm
going
to discuss how to get better. I'm going to ask her, like, is it repetitions and slower to get started? I'm assuming it eventually opens up. Like, you know,
we don't know. We can't assume that.
Well, I'm going to say, all you have to do is communicate beforehand and have the precautions set up there. Yeah. So like lube. And say like there might be more foreplay, like way more foreplay.
Look at this. It is possible to treat and even cure vaginismus. However, treatment will depend on the underlying cause, which may be physical, psychological, or a combination of both. The more complex the cause or the severe severe the symptoms, the longer treatment may take. So it can be treated. There you go. That's good.
So if I was her, what I would do, you find yourself a nice man on this dating app, right? Who you want to have sex with and you've had it gone on a few dates and you see he's a good bloke, tell him your condition and say, these are the steps that I need pre-sex before penetration.
Yeah.
So we might be in 20 minutes of foreplay to warm you up.
Yeah.
Needs to get warmer. You can't just go straight into it. Maybe
lube.
Yeah.
Definitely need lube.
A lot of lube. Maybe he's got to go down. You like, you tell him what you need. And then if I'm a man hearing that, I'll be like, oh, it's fine.
True. And if, and here's the thing. Some guys, they may run.
Yeah.
All right. They may run.
Why though?
And you're going to have to, I don't know, because some guys are fucked. No. Some guys are fuckwits. So here's the thing is you're going to have to accept that that may happen and you can't let it put you down because some guys are fuckwits and they're not willing to accept that. So you have to look at it in the way where these are the cards that you were dealt. It's not fair, but it happened. So you've got to work with what you've got. So I like Oddie's idea, but I also like my idea.
I also want to say, like, everybody's got something weird about their body in some way or another.
And yeah, what's mine?
Only, like, you might pick up on it. This one might be a little bit more for your partner as well. But, like, at the end of the day, everyone's got something and it's about working with what you've given. And it's at the end, you're going to find a nice guy. It's not going to be a massive problem. You're both going to work through this.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's just time and finding a nice guy.
Yeah, that's it. I think, yeah, you'll be okay.
Yeah, you'll be completely fine. Your micro penis boyfriend.
Don't make her feel bad about you, asshole.
What?
We're supposed to be supporting her.
I didn't like that idea.
Why?
Because I just don't. I do think there's some sexual thing about looking at a nice penis for a girl. Do you think if you're dating a girl, she doesn't like looking at your willy? Physically, like.
You are the person that has said again and again and again, guys' bodies are not good to look at naked.
I know, for us, they're not, but I think there's some side for
no,
a girl.
No, you even said that girls don't like it.
I think there is something when they're naked, they like it.
Yeah, they don't like the dick. They like the body. They like the V-line. They like the fucking muscles. If a guy's
it all
a
leads
body.
To somewhere.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, and you know, a micro penis isn't like, a micro penis is like 4 inches. That's all
right. I don't think that's right. Look up right now how big a micro penis is.
Well, maybe you just need to go with a small penis.
Yeah, that's micro penis is like the size of a like a
how big
less than a pinky.
A micro penis. In adults, a penis that measures 3.67 inches or less when gently stretched is a micro penis. Okay.
Okay.
So that's floppy.
That's floppy. Okay. I take back my...
Wait, when stretched? Dude, I'll tell you what. I have days that it's fucking small when it's cold. When it's cold, that shit is... it's micro.
Oh, okay. Anyways, how long can we talk about penises for?
I don't know. Good luck.
Okay, next one. Hey, boys, love the pod. So I'm a 21-year-old girl and struggle to keep a best friend. The past three best friends that I've had have so easily just got up and left on me. The first one was my best friend of 4 years. I loved her so much and turned out she was talking horribly about me the entire time. My next best friend completely cut me off after I called him out for being nasty to another friend. The most recent best friend of almost 3 years since the end of school, we even got matching tattoos together, recently got a new boyfriend who is horrible and so mean to her, so I do not keep my feelings about this quiet, and so I really find it hard to keep a friendship together and be fake. So it has kind of ghosted me because of this, and that's fine, it hurts, but what can I do? I love my best friend so incredibly much, and whenever one leaves, it really adds to my insecurities. I have heaps of really good friends, but none of them I feel to call my best friend. I'm very active in trying to see my best friends and putting an effort to make them feel loved and seen. I love doing activities like surfing, going to beach, walking, sports, being outside, but it seems like it's too much for anyone I invite to come join me, and I wonder if I'm being overbearing. I've joined rub clubs, social volleyball and surf clubs and to try and find some friends with similar things to me, but nobody really follows through with the friendships outside of the social events. How do I find friends who will generally love me back, because it feels like I'm just chasing a false dream? Sorry about the long one. I hope Jake doesn't get puffed reading this out loud.
Lucky I wasn't reading it. Okay.
So she's just...
She doesn't want to be fake. She doesn't...
I think this is relatable. Because girls go through... For some reason, girls go through friend groups. We've said this before, way more than men.
Yeah, and we figured out the reason too, because they're not surface level.
They're relationships.
They're real relationships.
Yeah.
So
it's so hard for like once you get out of school to make new friends, let alone a best friend.
Like it is.
That's tricky. Like everyone's got their groups, like you said. It's just, I don't know how to find a best friend. It's sort of like finding a boyfriend in a way, just who's a best friend. Because you do everything the same way. You just like,
why does everyone want a best friend?
I don't know. Am I your best friend?
You wish. why is it that everyone wants one?
I just think it's, I don't know. I think it's just someone to like love and share your close memories with when you don't have a relationship.
But like, think about it. All you really are saying, all you want is the label.
Mm. Well, I think she wants the physical things that come with it, like a person to share her best, deepest thoughts. When she does good in something, she wants someone to call who isn't a boyfriend. Someone like that to share life with. Whereas like friends, like most of our friends, I'm not going to say like if we did something good at the potty, I'm not going to ring him and be like, hey, guess what happened?
But no.
Like a girl for a boyfriend would say that, but also a best friend for a girl is someone you can lean on essentially and share.
Yeah, it's... Again, though, it's kind of, it's like similar to really, it's similar to a dilemma of someone saying, why can't I keep a boyfriend?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, kind of.
It is.
Really. You know, why is it that you need someone else? Why is it that, seriously, if you died, like I'd be sad, obviously.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be worried about not having a best friend.
So it's not something that... So I am your best friend.
I guess. So it's not something that is... Maybe I'm not the right person to ask because I don't see what's so bad about it. If you say you've got heaps of close friends, you can just... If you want, you could just test the waters, choose one, start messaging them more and asking them to hang out more, and hopefully they'd say yes. And then then you hang out with them more, and then who knows, it might happen. And if it doesn't work with them, do it with another one and see what happens. Like, everyone kind of goes through phases with different friends.
Yeah. And also, yeah, I agree. And also, there becomes a stage in life where you will get a boyfriend and your said best friend will be left behind.
Yeah.
Because that eventually, you see everyone's parents, they still have their best friends, but like, they don't see them all the time.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to happen. It's just life. And it's just, I think with girls, unfortunately, they go through more friends or best friends because you are so in love with the relationship
yeah.
you have with the person.
Yeah.
But I don't know if we can help.
Maybe you could.
She's doing everything right.
Maybe you could get back in contact with your most recent best friend, the one that got a boyfriend that treats her bad.
Mm.
And maybe because you want a best friend, this is because you want this. Maybe you can apologize, because also, look, I'm sure you were very vocal about how much you didn't like him and how badly you treated her. I'm sure he treats her badly, yes. Also, you're not in the relationship.
Yeah.
You don't know how this girl feels about him. So maybe it's worth apologizing, saying, I apologize that I was very vocal about it. I'm so sorry. Like, it's just something that I do. I love you. I miss you. I'd love it if we could hang out again. I just want to be here for you. I want you to know I'm here, blah, blah, blah. You can maybe just be like, yeah, I'm not obviously the biggest fan of your boyfriend. I don't think he treats you that well, but I just don't know how you feel about him. Like, just be open and honest. Like, mm-hmm. you don't need a new best friend just because you guys had a falling out. Like, why do you need a new one just because you had a falling out?
Do you think, with a friendship and a relationship, it's about giving and taking. And there is a time and a place when you have to bite your tongue.
Definitely.
So I don't know if maybe you are a little bit of the problem why things aren't working, because you're putting yourself first all the time.
You're always saying, you're trying to say, I hate being fake. So every single thing that comes to your head, you're honest about.
Yeah.
Whereas it doesn't always need to be the case. Even in a relationship, that doesn't always need to be the case. Sometimes it's worth a little white lie, is worth saving some feelings. It's not that hard to do.
Yeah, exactly. And maybe with this last one, like, if she's genuinely happy, that's fine if you think they're in a toxic relationship. Like, if she's happy, like, it's not your place to say anything. You can just say, apologize, say it wasn't my place to say. I hope we can still be friends.
Yeah, it's her life.
And work on it. There's about giving and taking in a relationship.
Mm.
And maybe that's why all these relationships haven't worked, even though there's some bad ones in the background.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I think you're just going to go through a few more and hopefully you get the one you're looking for. But also, we preach you should be okay with not having one and being alone.
Yeah.
And eventually then one might fall in your lap. It's the same as a relationship, but be confident in yourself. You don't need a best friend. It's just good if you get one.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think that's all we can do.
Good luck, miss.
Good luck. Dilemma's done.
Okay. Guys, we asked the IG what you want your opinions, what you want a guy's opinion on. And this is what we got. Okay. Honest opinion on the no makeup, lazy hairstyle Sunday look.
Say that again.
Honest opinion on the no makeup, lazy hairstyle Sunday look.
Love it.
Love it.
Absolutely love it.
Favorite thing in the whole wide world.
I like women more without makeup.
It is my favorite thing in the whole wide world.
Like, easily. Yeah, 100%.
Easily. It's not a date until it's called a date. Or do one-on-one hangouts count as dates? It's not clear.
They do not count as dates, no.
No, I think that it's a date when it's a planned thing. You've booked a table somewhere, you dress up fancy because you want to look good for each other, and you go and you're on a date.
I think he's actually got to say the word date.
Yeah,
100%. Or out with me.
Yeah, 100%. If you guys just hang out and then go get dinner, that's not a date. That's just hanging out.
Yeah, that's hanging out. There's got to be some type of like effort in indicating there's a date in place.
Agreed.
There shouldn't be this gray area, or else it's not a date.
Okay. Do men tell their friends when they text a girl in the first stages of texting?
We don't tell them. We ask for help.
We'll ask for help, or if it's a girl that they've had a little crush on, and you know that you've had a little crush on them, you'll say, "Guess who I've been messaging?"
Yeah.
So we actually do.
We actually do. You're right.
But if it's someone that it kind of came out of the blue, and
they don't know about
they don't know about them, it would probably be more of like a 2-3 weeks in when you know you're actually like talking and you've been on one date, maybe two dates, and you'd be like, "Oh, I've been seeing."
Yeah, someone. Exactly.
Yeah, but if it's someone that like
the guest I've who've been talking to is a little fucking
guess who I've been messaging, and you're always like, well, fuck, I know it, but I need a guess. It's the best thing ever.
Yeah.
So it's very off, very common if if the friend knows.
That brings a smile to my face.
Yeah. Can a relationship form from a one night stand, or does the guy have no respect for you?
My personal views are no.
You don't think a relationship can form from a one night stand? Yeah, so like a...
Personally for me, no, but I know it can.
So like a... you go home from a club.
Yeah.
And then you guys have sex. And it's kind of like a... Was supposed to be a one night stand. But then you guys find out that you like each other. I mean, honestly, why not? I'm sure that could happen. I'm sure it's happened a million times.
Oh, I'm sure it happens all the time. I just wouldn't want mine to happen that way.
No?
No.
Like not from like a night out at the club?
I don't know. I just see if I'm going out, I don't want to meet the love of my life at a club.
But that's almost like the same thing as some people don't want to meet the love of their life from a dating app. Mm. It's kind of the same stigma. Why do you think there's a stigma around it? Because is it because you don't want to, when people say, how did you meet? You don't want to say, oh, we actually met from a one night stand at a club.
Maybe my views are a little bit backwards, but I don't know. I just feel like people are there to fuck.
Well, I mean, yeah, that was the plan. You went there and you took them home to fuck. And then it just so happens that, oh shit, we kind of like each other. Do you want to go on a date? Maybe it would work really good if it happened and then the guy was like, oh, look, I've actually had a really good time. You know, the morning was good, blah, blah, blah. Would you like to go on an actual date?
Yeah.
You know, like, would you like to do this right?
I think immediately, yeah.
Yeah, would you like to do this right and maybe see if it works?
I think if you do it that approach, I can see how that would work.
That's probably you don't want
to. I don't want to keep fucking.
Yeah, I don't think that's the best way to do it.
Yeah, I don't want. I don't mean don't keep fucking and then you just end up dating. I mean, do you want to date the next time after?
That's it. You don't want it to go. You don't want it to become like a couple times a week you come over in the arvo and you just have sex and then eventually it turns into a thing. You want him to or her to say no. I want this to see if this can work properly. I want to go on dates and do this.
Yeah,
right.
I like that one.
Yeah. Stretch marks anywhere on a girl. What is our opinion?
Don't care at all.
Don't care at all.
Not one bit.
How do I get a guy to stop playing games and just admit he likes me?
That's very personalized.
You stop playing games and admit you like him.
Yes. Fuck, that was good from you.
Stop playing games.
Yeah. Be transparent. Transparency is hot.
Transparency is fucking sexy.
And if it scares him off, then who cares?
When do men finally realize they need to get help for their mental health?
Ooh. Shift and question. Maybe never.
I was just going to say, I can't help you there because I've probably most definitely 100% got stuff that I could deal with and just haven't dealt with it yet. So I don't know when. Maybe it'll happen when I'm 27. Maybe it'll happen when I'm 30. It'll happen tomorrow.
It's when he's ready.
Yeah.
There's not much you can help with it. No, there isn't an answer to that.
Just whenever that man
is ready.
Deems it right.
Yeah.
Do men actually like IG stories to show interest/flirt?
Yes.
Yes, they do.
Yes, 100%.
Yes. Things a girl can do that has a major impact on you.
Ooh, that's major impact. Probably message first.
Yeah.
Ask me about my day and remember things about my life.
Yeah.
Major impact on my life.
Yeah.
And then this is the biggest one for me.
Okay.
When you're on a date or hanging out with the opposite sex, be present with them.
Ooh.
No phones. Only go on your phone, like if you really, really work or something like that, like a quick little check text. I hate when people go on, like you see people on their phones when they're on a date or anything like that.
Yeah.
Just be present with me.
Yeah.
And I'll take that in as like a really good
moment. Yeah. Like unless you're replying to a friend saying like, how's it going? Because like they know you're on a date.
Yeah.
With a random dude. Unless you're just like saying, yeah, I'm all good. Then.
Like don't be scrolling Insta.
Yeah. Mine would be when a girl treats me the way she wants to be treated. All girls want to be treated like a princess. So why does a guy not want to be treated like a prince?
That's right.
So
I thought you were going to say, I want to be treated like a princess.
So if I'm treating you really well and you're loving it, why would I not also want to be treated the same?
Yeah.
Not necessarily the same things, but just the same amount of effort.
Treat people like you'd like to be treated.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. That's the way you should go around life.
The same amount of effort. Here you go. You answered this. Is it attractive if she texts first?
100%.
Yes. When you just start seeing someone, you like them 1 month in, do you stop seeing other people?
Yes.
Yes.
100%.
Yes, we do.
What do you mean? Why is that a question?
Yeah, that's a crazy question. Do men fear or love an independent woman?
Love.
Fucking obsessed.
That is the best type of woman.
Obsessed. obsessed. If I know every phone call I get from you, every time I talk to you, every time I'm with you, it's going to be like, just, I don't know, if I'm going to admire you for just being able to do things on your own and not, you know, it's just the best thing ever. Not feeling like I've got a, I don't know. Help.
There's a time and a place where like you become codependent.
Yeah.
But the best relationships that work are two independent people.
Mm.
They come together, have their own lives, and they go up together. They don't combine lives and work with each other like this and then go like that. They go.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah, you still want to have your own lives. And then like, yeah, there's a time, there is time and a place to do the combination thing. But I think having your own lives is, yeah, it's a great thing.
100%. And also it's, although you don't want to hear it, if you do break up, you're fine.
Fast. You've been single before. You can do it again.
You're fine in your own independent right. You don't need him. You don't need her.
Yeah. Why do guys feel like they need to have their lives together before getting into a relationship?
Ooh. Do they?
My question is do they? Or are they saying that because they're too scared to tell you that you're not the one for them? I think that guys say that because they're too scared to admit that they don't have feelings for you enough to have a relationship with you.
I think that's another cop-out answer.
It's a cop-out answer.
Correct, because I would happily go in a relationship if... What do you mean my life's not sorted?
I currently don't have my life together. You don't have your life together.
Exactly. Like, yeah, no, I think that's a great... I didn't even think of that.
Can someone really change?
Yes.
I think that someone can grow.
If they put the effort in and you can see they're trying, that's all that matters. Exactly. Trying is all that matters.
Yeah. A lot of the time, if you're looking at someone and you think, oh, they've changed, you want to try and change your mindset to, oh, they've grown. Or like if they're changing for the better. If they're changing for the worse, you're like, oh, shit, maybe I need to cop out of this.
Yeah.
But I think someone can definitely change. I think I've changed.
I've changed.
I think Audie's changed.
I was thinking also like they're asking them to change because they have problems in their life. Maybe like a alcohol or gambling addiction. Can they change in that way?
I think they can change from that, yeah. But they just need to show proof that they can.
That's all about the effort. If you can tell if a guy or girl is putting in effort.
100%. How long should it take a guy to reschedule a date if he was the one to cancel it?
Immediately.
Facts. I was going to say, he better be canceling, but then rescheduling the next message or on that phone call.
I'm only canceling... and not rescheduling if I'm having second thoughts and I don't want to go on it.
Exactly. If he should be rescheduling right then and there.
Yeah, there should be a legitimate reason. He's saying, sorry, got family events. We're going 3 days from now, 6 p.m., be there.
Yeah, exactly. And maybe some guys might not think like that. So if it doesn't happen, I think a good way to just test it out is like if you're on the phone and he's got to cancel... and he hasn't seemed to reschedule, you should just say, oh, well, when do you want to reschedule? I need to sort out my week. Mm. And if he says, oh, I'll let you know in a few days, blocked.
Blocked.
Even if he goes, oh, yeah. Like he might be like, oh, yeah, let's go. And then does that, then it's all right.
He might need a little kick like that.
Yeah.
But if he doesn't reschedule straight away, I'd even just say, fuck off.
Yeah, whatever. Don't fuck up my week like that.
Yeah, literally. I was keen.
How do I get my boyfriend more vocal during sex?
Ooh. Tell him exactly what to say, word for word.
Exactly what you want, and he will do it. And while he's doing it, okay, enjoy the fuck out of it because it's reassurance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 100%.
Enjoy the absolute fuck out of it because it's reassurance.
And for me, if I was the male, I would want prep beforehand, before like in a random conversation having dinner.
Yeah, like hours before or days before.
And then whilst in it, say, call me a good girl. Call me a good girl.
Yeah.
And then he'll say, call me whatever you want to be called.
Yeah. Tell me what he'll say. Yeah, tell me what you want me to call you, because he's like, he doesn't know the boundaries.
Yeah,
some guys just aren't willing to test him.
Yeah, and like,
so, which is fair. I'm not.
Neither. Yeah. I'm not calling you a fucking shit.
No. So I'd say, yeah, just be open and honest, because that's literally the best way to live life, and you'll have no anxieties if you're open and honest.
I find it's like, don't you reckon? In my head, like, I know some people love some like really dirty, some
real dirty.
And I bet you like it's the cutest, littlest girls that like.
Bet you it is the most vanilla looking ones.
Yeah.
That enjoy a really, really rough time. What is a nice way to friend zone your best friend that has feelings for you?
Don't be friends with him anymore.
But it's exact. We are on the same page.
Yeah.
You have to cut them out. I'm sorry. It's the hardest pill to swallow, but it's the
what
best
do you mean
thing for him.
Friend zone your best friend. Shouldn't he already be your friend? But obviously he's not because he has feelings, so you can't hang out with him. He has feelings for you.
Yeah.
So simple.
That's
you owe it to him, yeah. He thinks he's got a chance if you keep hanging out with him.
Exactly. Or she.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
they think they have a chance if you keep on keeping them at an arm's length.
Yeah.
You know, you're being selfish by keeping that friendship because you like the security, you like the attention, you like the connection.
Yeah.
But you know that it's hurting them because you're never going to like them like that.
Yeah.
So you need to cut them loose. Opinions on becoming a dad.
Oh, I want to become one.
Yeah, I think I'd like to become one day.
One day.
One day.
I'm late. The funny thing late is, 20s, early 30s.
The funny thing about me is like, I say that just assuming that I will want it. Because right now, I don't want it. And it's hard to see myself wanting it.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? It's like I see myself wanting it, but it's like I don't want it right now. So I just say like, yeah, I think, yeah, I would like to.
I know I want it when I'm 30. Do you?
I don't have a time.
I mean like
time 30s, frame on 30s. It.
Not exactly. Like if you were 30, would you say yes?
I think I just know that I only want it when... I think there's nothing wrong with, you know, having a kid early and struggling and then coming out on top. But I think I would just much prefer in my own right. I just kind of want to live and I want to like, because think about the people that they go through school. They have no opportunity to live life because they're at school. They have no money. And then they leave school. They do a couple years of uni and then they get pregnant.
Yeah.
Even if someone leaves school and saves money for a year and travels for a year and then they get pregnant. They've only had 2 years. You've now got 20 years until this kid's going to be gone and you're on your own again.
I'm a big believer in being ready and planning it. I know that not everybody does that.
Mm.
But I, for the kid, just with money-wise, like my parents had me a little bit later and like bang average middle-class Australia had opportunities.
Yeah.
Like I want to have those for my kids.
Yeah, exactly. My biggest pet peeve is when people say, I want to grow up with my kids. I want to be young with my kids. Nah, I'm like, what are you talking about? No, you don't want to grow up with them. You want to raise them.
Yeah.
You don't, what the fuck is that saying? I want to grow up with my kids. I want to be young with my kids. Like instead of doing it young, so you're able bodied, just fucking work out and take care of yourself. So you're able bodied when you're a bit older, better financially, have more wisdom, can raise them properly and you'll still be able bodied.
It's also like, you can look at the other end of the spectrum. A lot of older traditional type cultures, you have them older. So your kids are young when they can look after you when you turn 80, 90 and you go over the hedge.
Yeah.
Like you don't want to be like 80 and then 90 and then your kids are 60 and they happen to look after you.
Ridiculous.
Like they're struggling.
They're starting to get fucking struggling.
Yeah. It's a cultural difference thing. So
like imagine being 78 and your kid's 60. Yeah. They're nearly retired and you've only just retired a few years ago. What?
Yeah. We're very different in that view. I think of a lot of people, unfortunately.
What's your opinion on women in power?
Good.
I say we need to have some more of it because we haven't had that much of it.
Women, yeah. How can that tape's good?
Like we need to, is it? Yeah, we need to, yeah.
I'm all about, I
think just, we need to have some more of it just to see what it's like.
It just baffles me that like sex back in the day defined whether or not you could get a position or not.
Mm.
Like I just, who thought of that?
Wild.
Fuck, I just don't get it. I've never been able to understand that. I just think every single person's a person, not defined by their sexuality, their sex, male or female. Like, it's just a person in front of you. You should get the job on the basis of that.
People just didn't think like that back then.
I just don't get it, eh?
They do now. It's changing. A lot of people don't, but it's changing. It's changing, hopefully. Last one. Being skinny, but having a little belly.
Fine.
Yeah. What? Guys don't care about that. Don't stress.
No, not at all.
I did that one because there was so many about having a belly. And it's like, what type of belly are we talking about here?
I
personally don't care.
No, neither. Not at all.
Everyone has a belly.
I like just a little bit of anything anywhere.
It's same.
It's human.
Ah.
It's being human.
Fuck yeah.
Like everyone's got it. Like, yeah, it's.
I agree.
It's all the curves in the right places. Like.
Exactly. Facts.
Yeah, honestly.
So that's all those answered. Hopefully we've eased some minds.
That was interesting.
That was, yeah, those, I mean.
They were good.
Those are interesting.
They were good. All right, everybody. This is Things We Love About Girls. We're back, baby. The effort they go to to make their eyebrows look even better.
Yeah, what the fuck is up with that?
I don't know.
Oi, did you know sometimes they'll put like gel in it to spike it up and then they'll curve down the top of it to make a Why?
And they like get their eyebrows dyed or whatever.
Yeah.
And they will purposely look bad for 3 days or something. So the color will get worse and then it'll look good.
You got to spend money to make money. You got to have a little bit of cost for long-term gain.
Yeah.
It's so crazy. And one of my favorite things is when a girl looks at you and goes, those eyebrows have potential. And I'm like, oh, thanks.
I grew them myself.
Thanks. Things I love about girls. As soon as they start to like a guy, they start baking.
I love that. I love a girl who bakes or even tries to bake, even if she sucks.
Yeah. They just want to bake for you.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It must be mother instincts taking over or something.
Has to be.
It's so good. And you see them like doing all their stuff and they're like, yeah, this looks so sexy.
Their friends are like, you want to go out for a drink? They're like, no, I'm baking.
Yeah.
I'm baking for him.
Yeah. That is good. Things we love about girls. How loud they can be.
Oh, it's like, look, I'm happy you're happy. Sometimes I'm just like, whoa.
They're so little and loud. Like we were at a festival the other day and she was singing and we watched back the videos. Could only hear her.
Really?
Yeah.
Was she like, oh, yuck.
She's like, is that what I sound like? And I was like,
yep.
Yeah. I thought it was cute.
Things I love about girls. They save wedding rings they see in videos even though they don't have a boyfriend yet.
That's so fucking cute.
It's so true though. They all do it.
I love that too.
It's fucking hilarious.
And then you see it, you're like, oh, what's that?
And they all have a baby names list. I'm sure we've said that before.
We do have a baby names list. We, they.
I'm sure, we.
Sometimes I wish. I have one name I want. I'm not going to give it away though.
Oh, okay.
I have one name I'm going to call my kid.
I have one as well.
Yeah, what is it?
Fuck you.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Things we love about girls. Their ability to book accommodation and trips.
Oh, that goes... What's it called? That goes underappreciated.
Very underappreciated by boyfriends. That goes
underappreciated by boyfriends because all we're doing is rocking up and we're just like, oh, this is great.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
It is good.
I hate booking accommodation.
I like looking. I don't like booking.
I hate everything.
I like looking.
I hate every part of it.
I like picture myself. Oh, what would it be like in there?
Oh, man, I hate every part of it, eh?
Fair.
Things I love about girls. Witnessing them try and get themselves together to leave the house.
Oh, it's chaos.
It is one of my fucking favorite things is being ready, standing at the door because they said, okay, let's go.
Yeah.
And then I'm standing at the door and I'm waiting and they don't even have their shoes on yet. And they're running up, they're filling up their bag that they're choosing for that outing. And I'm just like, this is chaotic. And they're stressed for no reason.
Oh, yeah.
And they're just like, because they've said, let's go. And I'm waiting. And I'm like, you guys should just really be like, let's go in 10 minutes and think that we're leaving now.
We get our phone, wallet, keys. Mm. They've got like this bag ready to go on an adventure.
It's fucking, it's. I just find it funny.
It is. Yeah, I like it.
Find it funny.
Things we love about girls. How they can operate without sleep.
Oh, yeah, we did say it. Seriously, I don't know what it is about how, like, it's guys just get grumpy.
I'm a zombie.
Yeah.
Like, I'm literally just moving.
I'm annoyed. I'm pissed. Agitated.
Like, I don't know if they just have, like, I think they do have, like, a better tolerance of this pain and, like, suffering.
I think they definitely have a better tolerance of suffering.
Yeah.
Especially when we're sick.
Yeah, honestly, they do. Are you out?
I got one more. Things I love about girls. They always have a barely charged phone.
Facts. Facts.
Just me and my barely charged phone against the world.
They're going out on like 6%.
It's crazy. And every single one of them owns one of those portable chargers.
They do.
And they take it everywhere. And I'm like, that's an extra fucking phone worth of weight.
I know. It's bigger than a phone.
It's heavy. It's a battery.
I've never owned one of them ever.
I've literally never owned one either.
We must not use our phones. But we do use our phones for the potty and stuff.
I don't know what they're doing on that phone. But looking up wedding rings. Dead. Yeah, that's what it is. Looking up wedding rings.
Things we love about girls. Their song lyric recall ability.
Oh, the other day, I started singing a song. You know that song? You're way too beautiful, girl. That's why it'll never work. And then I forgot the words.
You had me suicidal.
Three more verses.
When they say it's over,
damn all these beautiful girls.
That's a banger. Beautiful girls.
It's a banger. And then it's there's more verses that I don't know.
Oh, you like
and
raps?
I was just humming along.
Yeah.
It was 1999. I was chilling. And I was like, what?
They just have better recall.
They do. I don't know how. And I'm like, there's no way you've listened to that song in the last 15 years. There's no way.
Things we love about girls. How their hands feel interlocked with ours.
They feel like... they feel small.
They feel like... I don't know. Are their hands... They're softer. They like squish into our hands better.
Do you have a particular order in which the fingers go and if you accidentally get it wrong, you switch?
Yeah.
Something's more... I have a more comfortable feeling.
Same. But the hands like... They're so like soft and like... They squish in there really well.
Mm. Like, yeah, they fit very well into like... My hands are too fat to fit into these little crevices.
Yeah.
But they fit in really well.
Yeah, I love that about them. Mm. It's really... They can't help it, but I love that. Things we love about girls, how neat the handwriting is.
Facts.
And final one, things we love about girls, how they consistently hit the hardest muscle group multiple times a week at the gym.
Yo, that is fucking spot on.
Honestly.
How do they do it? I do everything in my power to avoid
hitting legs. Oh,
and I'll tell you what, I don't really do glutes at all.
Neither. And they're doing it 3 times a week, loving it. And I'm like, the willpower on this woman is unbelievable.
They're like, got a good glute pump. I don't work my glutes hard enough to get a pump.
I've never got a glute pump in my life.
What does it feel like?
Yeah. Like,
I've never been cheeked up on a Tuesday afternoon.
Neither.
Ever.
Neither.
These girls are cheeked up 3 times a week.
Oh, I know. Must be a good feeling.
It must be great. And then it all pays off. When there's some guy looking at it from behind going, damn, that shit's fucking... damn, that shit.
Probably attracts some more guys. But they should do it for themselves.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. You know how we end the potties now. Compliment circle.
Compliment circle.
We're normalizing compliments.
Who are we calling this week?
Today, we're calling another one of our friends. He's been on the... Potty. He had a song.
Yeah, Sherm.
Shermy.
Jai Gaffey.
He's a singer songwriter.
Yeah, go look him up on Spotify. Jai Gaffey.
What am I going to compliment him? I'm going to say.
I know what I'm going to say.
What are you going to say?
I'm going to say that I'm really happy to see that he's booked a trip to America and he's going to do that.
Oh, that's a good point.
He's always ums and ahs about doing stuff like that, but he's done it.
I'm going to say. He was like my best friend going through high school.
Yeah.
I love playing Fortnite with him. I'm just going to say that.
Yeah, well, he'll like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good compliment.
Okay, ready? Yeah. Maybe he picks it up.
If not, we'll leave a message.
Okay.
The person you are calling is not available.
Leave a message.
Please leave a short message and it will be sent as an audio message.
Hey, Shermie, I just wanted to let you know that I really, really valued your friendship going up through school and you're my best friend playing Fortnite and there were some really good core memories I had with you.
Shermie Wormie, it's Craig's. Just wanted to say that I'm really proud and happy that you booked a big trip to America and I hope you have the sickest time.
Woo! Love you. Bye. That'd be nice.
That's pretty good. That'd be a nice message to get. Hopefully he listens to it.
Hopefully. That's it, guys. Normalize your friend, complimenting your friends.
Somebody go call a friend. Tell them you love them.
Yeah, do it right now. After this potty's about to end, you're going to hear the music and then ring your best friend, any friend, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your mom, your dad and say, I love you and I value your friendship.
Do it right after you give us 5 stars, you fucking bitches. Yeah. We love you.
Bye.